This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Homeschooling with Technology show. Your host, Meryl Vandermeerva, loves using technology to streamline her life and to make lessons more engaging. She is a graduated homeschool mom and teaches homeschoolers at her local co-op classes and online at fundafundaacademy.com. Whether you are tech-challenged or someone who loves technology, this show is for you. And here's your host, Meryl Vandermeerva.
Hello, and welcome to the Homeschooling with Technology podcast. I'm your host, Meryl Vandermeerva, and today in episode 271, we're going to be talking about the Magic Student AI tool. If you didn't listen to last week's episode, I suggest you stop and go back and listen to that first. Both these tools are part of magicschool.ai. Last week, we looked at the ones that are more geared for teachers, and today we're going to look at the ones that are geared for students. And I just want to say before we start that since I actually aired last week's episode, Magic School has come out with two new tools you might want to try. And one is you can now get the Google Chrome extension. So you can just literally have it there, and when you're somewhere and you're on a website or something, you want to create questions, you can just click on the tool and easily get to it. The other thing is they now have a YouTube channel that explains how their different products, for want of a better word, work. And I will link to that in the show notes so that if you want to go and watch before you try, I like to just try and see what happens. But if you're one of those who likes to learn visually and through watching videos, this will be very helpful. Another thing, just before we get into some of the specific tools, is I've just been playing around with the Launch to Students option. You'll see this on the left-hand side. And this actually lets you create a classroom. And you can then put into the classroom what you want your students to use. And this might be very valuable instead of just letting them go on to Magic School and just play around with it themselves, that you can rather choose the tool you want your child to use and how to use it. I definitely think I'm going to be using this in some of my online classes because it's very powerful and it controls what they are doing. So they're not just getting access to everything, and you are setting it up exactly as you want it to be. So just to let you know that there is that option too. Now let's get into what Magic Student offers. Now these are ones that are specifically that you can use for the students. And I'll tell you, some of these I didn't love and I didn't find that helpful. But obviously you may find something different when you try them out. But I'm just going to go through, and again, like last time, I can't cover them all. I'm just going to be touching on a few of them. So the first one is that there is a chatbot for students called Raina, and you can then ask it questions and it will respond. I guess it's kind of like ChatGPT. I didn't find it particularly helpful in the answers it was giving. So you could try it out and see if you like it or not. The next option, I'm just going down the left-hand side and then I'm going to come down the right-hand side, is writing feedback. And this is the one that I've just now played around with to launch to students. And I definitely think it is a fantastic tool. So what happens here is that obviously a student can go straight onto this if you don't want to go to the hassle of setting up the whole classroom. So, you know, if you've got a teen, you trust them, you could just give this to them. They will say what grade they're in, give the writing prompt, and then cut and paste in their work. So obviously they need to have done it in the first place. It then gives feedback, and here's where you can say what kind of feedback you want. So, you know, are you wanting to look largely at the grammar? Do you want to look at transitions? Do you want to look at the thesis statement, the hook, the conclusion, whatever you want? And if you have a rubric, you could even put the whole rubric in there. And then you put the essay in and it comes back with pretty detailed feedback. So I think that is one that pretty much everybody will probably find a use for. And you set the grade level. So you can do this from little kids all the way through to university level. Research assistant was the next one. And this was the one I was disappointed in. I'm busy teaching about resistance movements in the 20th century. And so we've just sort of touched on Gandhi. And so I imagined setting, you know, my students a task of creating a project on Gandhi, and I asked for information on Gandhi. And it came up with like a couple of documentaries and then some books. It didn't really have specific links, and it just I just didn't think it was really helpful at all. So maybe it'll improve in time, but I didn't love it. A fun one, create a skit. This might be helpful if your children are doing some kind of a youth program, whether it's 4-H or a church camp or whatever, and they need to create a skit. I think it did a really good job. So it asked me who was going to be in the skit. I just told it to take two students, and I said to it, I described each student, and I said, pretend that they're waiting for history class to start, and neither of them like history, write the skit. And it made a pretty fun skit that I also could tell it how long. I told it for 3 minutes. So I would definitely say this is one that you could use if you're a drama teacher at a co-op, or even if you just have a bunch of kids at your house over the summer and it's a rainy day and you're trying to think what to do. You could get them to come on here, set up what they want, and it will generate it. And then they could put on a little skit for everybody else to watch. So I just think that that was one I just could see so many cool ideas to actually use as homeschoolers. Then there is step by step. This gives directions on any topic or task. So, you know, sometimes our children are overwhelmed and they don't know where how to go about something. So maybe it's a research paper. Maybe it's just something as simple as actually cleaning their bedroom and they don't know how to do it. Or they're really struggling with something in math. And I actually used that. I said to explain long division and it went through it step by step. So, you know, if you're a busy mom, you've got a number of kids and one of them is struggling with something and you just don't have time and they are of the age where they can read. This is some way, something you could do is you could set it up and say, there are the steps, follow these steps and come to me if you have any more problems. So that is pretty cool. Then I'm going down to literary devices. I enjoyed this one as well. It has a list of literary devices that you can choose from. I chose onomatopoeia, and then you can give a scenario to give examples with. So this would be good if you're trying to teach this in a class and you're just trying to come up with some more ideas yourself, or you're just sitting down, you're teaching this one-on-one to your child, or if they want to use this to improve their writing. So I said it needed to do it something to do with a writing assignment, I think. And it came up with the ideas of a whisper, you know, somebody sitting in the library and whispering as they were researching. There was something about the sound that the pages make. I've forgotten what it had now. But it was very intriguing. It was not what I was expecting, and I was quite impressed. There is a joke creator. Maybe my prompting wasn't very good, but the jokes weren't very good. So there again, use it or don't, try it out. There's a study bot. And this was quite nice. If your kids really like, you know, they have to study for a test and they don't know where to start, they can go in and say, okay, I'm studying meteorology. And then they'll say, well, what exactly are you studying? And it kind of gives you choices as well. It narrows it down and it keeps saying, okay, what are you having trouble with? And you keep just choosing it. It just gives sort of options and you click on options and then it starts to actually drill down and teach the material. And I think it's one of those, many of them you can actually let it play the voice to you. So you can click on voice and it actually speaks to you. So if your kid isn't good with auditory learning, that could also be an option. And then you can also ask it to give some questions and it will give some questions for you to practice with. So that was useful. Study habits, I thought that was pretty obvious. I don't think it came up with anything very helpful, but you can kind of say, I'm studying for the AP exam, give me some study tips, and it will come up with them. There's a YouTube video summarizer. You know, again, this is one of those, I'm not sure I want to tell this children about, but if your child is having to watch very long videos, maybe at college this is going to be a useful thing, they can actually just choose to summarize the video instead of watching it. They, of course, may lose out on that. So I'm not sure that's a good idea. So it's one of those that I was like, don't know that I love it. There's a whole SAT reading practice test. I think I mentioned that last time on the teacher side, but it's there. So if your kid's doing the SAT, I think that would be a really fun one to do. Then there is a chatbot builder. This was interesting. Now on the free one, you can only build one, but I told it to build me a chatbot on a specific topic. And I said to do a learner's test, so a learner's permit. And it then again said, well, what are you sort of wanting to learn? And it sort of drilled down and it really sort of, again, gave directions. And it was very honed in on that. So you couldn't ask it anything else. It just has to be on a learner's permit. But here again is something that you could assign it to the children. You know, you can set up that classroom set scenario and assign the specific chatbot so they don't just have access to everything, but just to the one that you've set up on the specific information that you have suggested. Okay, we did the song generator last time. There's a character chatbot. I told it to be Elizabeth Bennet from Pride and Prejudice. And it kind of first gave me a whole lot of general information. And then I asked it what I enjoyed, what she enjoyed the most about a ball. And she talked about that. So that could be a fun way to, you know, engage with a historical character or a character from a book. I'm not sure how useful, but again, it's fun. And then, you know, you can sort of talk about what you like or didn't like about it. There's a college and career counselor. I didn't actually try that out. There's rap battle. That's the one I want to come back to. And I will put in the rap battle that I thought this was so fun. You put in two characters, I think it says from it, but I picked from history, to rap it out. And I was just thinking like, okay, a president. And I was like, oh, Jimmy Carter. And then I said, oh, who else? And I picked Muhammad Ali. I don't ask me why I picked those two. And I didn't really think they had anything in common, but they're now meant to have a rap battle. Each of them gets to do two stanzas and then the other one does it. And I think they do it two or three times like that. And I was so surprised at how good it was. So again, you could do this, get your kids to actually then rap it out and talk about whether you think the rap battle was a good representation of what those two people believed. So this one, the rap battle, it chose to be about peace and how both of them worked for peace in different ways. It talked about Muhammad Ali and his, obviously it mentions him in a box, etc., but talks about what he does for the civil rights movement. And then it talks about all the things that Jimmy Carter did, including his Habitat for Humanity and all the other great things. So it brings them all in, but in a really fun way. And I know I'd have been using this. My kids may roll their eyes at me a little bit, but if I was still homeschooling, and I definitely think I'm going to be using this in my classes next semester because it is just so fun. I mean, what's not fun about a rap battle? And I'm going to put the actual words for this in the show notes. Just scroll down to get to the show notes or go to homeschoolingwithtechnology.com and then you can see the whole rap battle. I think I'll do that rather than me trying to rap it out for you. Then there's book suggestions. So, you know, if your child has really loved a series and you don't know what to go next, you go in there, you say the age range, you can give it some ideas as to the genre, the specific topics they like, whatever. I went and did it for university level. I was trying to see if it would work with me. Told it what I liked. Okay, I told them Lord of the Rings, one of my favorite series, and asked for suggestions, and actually gave a few suggestions of books that I have loved. And so I was like, okay, this is spot on. So I thought that was a very cool one for you to use. There's a coding assistant. Now, that one I'm going to have to play with. I just went on to see what it'll do, but it asks you which language you're learning. Scratch and Python are both ones that I teach. I'll put the link to those in the show notes too, in case your children are interested in those. And the cool thing is that if they're struggling with something, obviously I have videos where I show them what to do, but if they're wanting more information, I think I'm going to set up a classroom for this and they can go in there. Also, if they get stuck, I mean, I do have live TAs in the classes too to help them, but if they're taking too much time, whatever, they can go on here and saying, I'm stuck with this code. Can you tell me what's wrong? Help me debug it, and it will. And I'm hoping that it won't just literally fix it. I'm going to have to try this one out. But if it doesn't, this is going to be very appealing to me. It will really free up my TAs and allow the students to get answers quicker. Then there is Debate Partner. This one I found odd and useless. It told me to select a topic of debate. I said sales tax. And you then say whether it's going to be for or against. I said it was against and I would be for. It then gave me, it sort of started off, and then it gave me a whole bunch of possible arguments that I could use. So I just was clicking on them. I was like, I thought it would like make me actually type it in. There is the option to type in. So you could tell your kid you can't use any of the arguments that they're suggesting, you have to write your own. But that one I just didn't understand. I thought it would be a great way to have a back and forth. It would be, you know, a fun thing to set up as a writing assignment. But if it's allowing options, that doesn't help. Now, what I must say is when I did the launch to students, when I set up that classroom earlier, it did give me lots of options. And that might be one of those that if you actually set it up for students, that you get the option to turn off the suggestions, in which case it would then make it useful. And it's, again, you could use as a project for your kids. There is an email writer, which I found very, very useless. I told her to write an email and to ask a teacher for an extension because you have been ill. Now, these are the kind of messages I get, obviously, fairly frequently from students. Some of them do a great job, and some of them really just don't know how to write an appropriate email to a teacher. I thought those would be great. Well, the email it generated was like 5 paragraphs long. No, I'm a busy teacher. Please do not write me 5 paragraphs just to say you've been sick and please can you have an extension. So again, maybe I just didn't give it a really good prompt, but I think it would be faster just to write just the email yourself. Make it relevant. We talked a little bit about this last week, I think. But I really love the idea that you can take a topic that you have no idea what the purpose is and make it relevant. You so often hear kids, well, what's the point in learning about XYZ? Whether it's in history, whether it's in math, in science, biology. Kids are like, well, yeah, I don't want to be a biologist. I don't want to be a mathematician. Why do I need to learn this? This will explain why it's relevant in your life. I just asked her to talk about the relevance of simple machines, and it immediately came up with a whole bunch of ideas. And I think... And there's also a real world connection, which is kind of similar to that, and will connect what you are learning about to the real world. So that is where I'm going to leave it right now. I think that you can see there is just a lot that you can play with. Please come across to our Facebook group, the Homeschooling with Technology podcast community. Again, the link will be in the show notes. We'd love to have you in there. And I really would love to start having more discussions about what you're using, what you like, what you don't like. AI is so huge. There's just so much. I can only spare a short amount of time each week to play around with it. So this is where if we're all playing with different things and we're sharing what's working, we will save each other time. We're all working in the homeschool space here, so we understand what we're looking for, and I would just absolutely love to hear your input on some of these things. Well, that's all for this week, and I would love a rating and review if you're finding this helpful. I've had a couple of messages from some of you recently. You've either posted it on Facebook or you've messaged me, and I really appreciate it, especially when you call the podcast outstanding. That makes me feel very happy. I'm not sure it's quite all that, but shout out to the Facebook message there that I got. Thank you so much for just sending that to me. It does mean a lot. But share this with people if you're finding it useful, because it does take me work each week, and I do like to know that someone's actually listening and finding it helpful. That's all for now. See you again, same time, same place, next week.
Thanks for tuning in to Homeschooling with Technology with Meryl Vandemerva. Visit her at fundafundaacademy.com and homeschoolingwithtechnology.com. Homeschooling with Technology is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.